Hello, hello everyone. Good morning, good evening and good afternoon. I'm your host, Francesca Pinullo, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Verimed Stories podcast. On today's episode, we're coming at you with some tips from our Coder's Corner. So to enlighten us today, I have Thomas and Ed with me, and they are both programmers within Verimed, and I think are both at the start of their programming career, which is really nice. So welcome, Ed. Welcome, Thomas. How are you both doing?
Hi. Hello. Yeah, doing good. I'm excited to be invited on. It feels like an honour to make it on here.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you. Yeah, same as Thomas. Excited to give you some tips.
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to it. So without further ado, what tip do you have for us today?
Well, hi, my name is Ed. I'm a programmer who works in the Swansea office for Verimed. I'll be offering a few handy SaaS tips that are targeted towards beginners in the industry, which can hopefully help them gain some knowledge whilst they get started programming with SaaS. My first SaaS beginner's tip will be to do with variable data types and how to convert between them in SaaS. SaaS uses only two types of data. These are character and numeric. All data in SaaS will use one of these types of data. During your SaaS programming career, you will definitely find yourself at least sometimes wanting to convert variables between these data types. You can initially check what type your data is using a few techniques. For the Windows or Unix SaaS, some of the more intuitive ways of quickly checking the data type of your variable is by clicking a column header to check its attributes whilst viewing the dataset in question, or by using a proc content statement. You can even tell a variable's data type by viewing the actual data in the dataset. If the data within a variable is left aligned in the dataset, it's a character variable. If the data within a variable is right aligned, it's a numeric variable. For SaaS Enterprise Guide, when viewing datasets, each variable shows a small icon that signifies whether your variable is a numeric or a character.
So is that, like, I'm not a SaaS user, I'm very much an R user, but anytime I have used SaaS, is that like the little icon thingy that's in, like, when you open the dataset and it's like a spreadsheet, is that what the icon is at the top, like, of the column?
Yes, it depends which data set, which SaaS version you're using.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of different SaaS types, such as Enterprise Guide, and that's the one where you see the icons.
Right, I see.
Yep.
Cool.
So we'll talk a bit about converting between these data types. We'll talk a bit about the technical side of it now. So conversion between data types can be done using two very important SaaS functions. These are called put and input. If you want to convert a numeric variable into a character, you can use a put function. If you want to convert a character into a numeric, you can use an input function. It can get tricky to remember whether you need to use put or input based on the conversion you need. I would personally suggest writing or typing it down somewhere that is easily accessible. I can also share a more exciting way to remember this. One of my colleagues in Swansea told me that the way she remembers which function to use is by remembering the fact that input contains the letter N in its word. So she knows to use input if she wants a converted numeric value. So I thought that was quite clever.
Yeah, that is N clever. Numeric. I like that. Yeah that's cool.
So I did like that. It's actually stuck to me, that has, because previously I had to write it down. The syntax for these two functions are the same. It starts by defining a new variable and then specifying either a put or input function. Inside of this function, you will have two arguments. The first argument would be the variable name you have and that you want to convert. The second argument would be the format, or in format if you use an input, that you want your new variable to adopt. A typical way to convert types without changing the value is w.d. This is both a format and in-format, where the W specifies the width of the input field and the D value is optional and is related to the number of decimals. A lot of time, I would use the format called best for a put function, but it is important to check that the best format / in-format is giving you the outcome that you want, as it can be funny sometimes.
What do you mean funny?
Well, Since you're specifying just best, SAS will have to decide which how it thinks you want the data to look.
Oh, okay.
So it can, yeah, it can give you some interesting results occasionally, but it is often pretty spot on to what you want.
So it's just best overall just to specify exactly what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Which is the importance of the W.D format.
Yeah.
But there are also formats that exist for converting dates and times between character and numeric, but I won't go into detail for that. But to conclude on this tip, SAS official documentation offers a complete list of both formats and informats. You can refer to this website so you can come to a decision in what format or informat is best for you to use based on the variable outcome you would like.
Excellent. No, I definitely learned something because I know, like, to me, SAS is a minefield. So, yeah. And I have seen best before, but I didn't quite understand yes. what it was. So now I know.
SAS is a minefield for everyone.
Yeah.
I don't think that feeling is going to go.
I don't know, like, Thomas, do you find the same thing when you use SAS?
Yeah, especially like the thing with like the put and the input. I always get them mixed up, like which way around you want to go. And I mean, I'm only sort of a year into using SAS now. And still now, after a year of trying these things, am I like, okay, got to double check. Oh, it's error. Let's try the other one. So the like thing about looking at the end and the input to try and trigger your brain to think, oh, actually, yeah, that's the one mm-hmm. I want is very handy.
Yeah, and it saves you from writing it down and potentially losing that post-it note, which I am very notorious for doing.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thank you very, very much for that tip, Ed. And thank you, Thomas, as well, for your input. Okay, awesome. Thank you all very much for listening. If you would like to be notified for any future episodes, please subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple Music, or whichever podcast platform you're using. If you would like to know more about Verimed, please visit our website at verimed.co.uk, or you can find us on LinkedIn. If you have any questions about Verimed, please feel free to reach out to myself on LinkedIn, and you're also welcome to reach out to Thomas and Ed as well if you have any programming questions. We're always happy to help. You can find us on YouTube and Instagram at We Are Verimed. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening, and until next time, see you later.